AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump and his transition team want to hear from the leaders of the FBI and the CIA about the contention Russia interfered in the election. Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway was asked if anyone in the campaign had contact with Russians.
Absolutely not, and I discussed that with the president-elect just last night. Those conversations never happened. I hear people saying it like it's a fact on television. That is just not only inaccurate and false, but it's dangerous.
Conway was on CBS's Face the Nation. Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, says Russia distorted the election. He says he understands why the Obama administration didn't do more to alert the public about Russian hacking.
Do I, in retrospect, wish they had done more? Sure, of course I do. Mm-hmm. But I think that they were trying to render their best judgment about what was appropriate.
Podesta was on NBC's Meet the Press. Police in Little Rock, Arkansas say a three-year-old boy being taken on a shopping trip by his grandmother was killed in a road rage shooting when a driver opened fire on the grandmother's car because he thought she wasn't moving fast enough at a stop sign. Police in Little Rock are looking for a suspect. The mayor of Corpus Christi, Texas, says officials have ended a ban on drinking the city's water. Test results showed no contamination due to a chemical leak.
Right now, the entire city of Corpus Christi water system is full use.
But Mayor Dan McQueen also said Corpus Christi is not out of the woods. There is a third party that could have contaminated the water, and there is a possibility there is a plume of contaminants in the water system. It's bitterly cold in the northern plains and the Midwest as a fresh surge of Arctic air moves in. In Chicago, the Bears are playing the Green Bay Packers today. The temperature at Soldier Field right now is 12 degrees with a wind chill factor of -4. And other areas are getting snow. Airport cancellations are reported in places like Indianapolis and Chicago. This is AP Radio News. Star Wars fans were at the movies this weekend. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, is number one.
Why does she get a blaster and I don't?
What?
I know how to use it.
That's what I'm afraid of. Give it to me.
We're going to Jeddah. That's a war zone.
Rogue One had the second best December opening ever. Rogue One is set before the events of the original 1977 Star Wars. Mexico's Colima volcano remains active, spewing a large column of ash and gas. An explosion last night sent fiery lava flowing from its crater. Colima is also known as the Volcano of Fire. Mexico soccer star Cuauhtemoc Blanco says he is on a hunger strike to defend his mayorship in the city of Cuernavaca. Blanco is sitting outside the city's cathedral beneath a banner that reads, "Respect the votes of the citizen." He was elected mayor a year ago despite a lack of previous political experience. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.